Good morning. I'm Jennifer Napier-Pierce, and this is City Views. From materials to genres to themes, the artist Pilar Pobil doesn't like boundaries. She sculpts figurines from clay. She uses oils to paint portraits. She revels in watercolors for her still lifes and landscapes. The exuberance and intensity of her work often spills out from the canvas onto the frames, which she frequently decorates with swirls and sparkles. Today on the program, we're continuing our coverage of the Utah Arts Festival with a conversation with one of the festival's featured artists, Pilar Pobil, and she joins me here at KCPW. Pilar, good morning. Thanks so much for your time. Hello. Pilar Pobil is a self-taught artist whose work has been exhibited throughout the United States, Mexico, and Spain. She's won numerous awards, including the 2012 Utah Governor Award for the Visual Arts, and her book, published in 2008, is called My Kitchen Table, Sketches from My Life. Pilar Pobil's Utah Arts Festival exhibit is titled Expressions in Color, and she'll be speaking about her life and her art during a gallery talk tonight, June 21st at 6:30, followed by an opening reception at 7 o'clock right here at Library Square, the fourth floor gallery of the City Library. And you can see the works through the August 3rd in the gallery. Later on in the program, we'll be meeting one of four invited artists from this year's festival, as hear a little bit of festival trivia, but first, color and expression. How does color influence the way you see the world? If you've got questions or comments for the artist Pilar Pobil, give us a call. 801-355-TALK is our number, 801-355-8255, or send email to cityviews@kcpw.org. You may hear some hammering and some clanking in the background. We're broadcasting outside live on the plaza here at Library Square as part of the Utah Arts Festival, and wanted to let our listeners in on the ambiance going on here. If you're in the neighborhood, feel free to drop by. Pilar Pobil, even though you didn't really begin to produce art with gusto until your 40s, you write in your book that art has been in you all of your life. What do you mean by in you?
Well, I mean that from the very, my earliest years, I knew that I was an artist, and my father knew. And so I was always sketching and painting and building things. I remember once when I was very little, I built Cinderella's carriage of paper and glass. And it was just in me, and I knew it. But later on, my father was killed in the Spanish Civil War. My father was an admiral in the Spanish Navy, and he was killed in a few seconds with 40 of his officers all shot.
Massacres, yes.
And that sure changed my life. And my mother belonged to a very conservative family that thought women were not supposed to have a career or neither, you know, just studies in a convent school, pretty good school, as a matter of fact, but nothing else after that. And so for many years, even if I kept doing things like painting furniture and designing clothes and doing certain kind of decorations and postcards, and it was the beginning of the greeting cards, and I used to paint some and sell them in the stores without my mother's knowledge. And oh. So I had a pretty little income of my own.
You mentioned that you grew up in Spain,
yes.
On the island of Mallorca. You were part of the upper class, but you write that you were called la forastera, the foreigner. What made you different? What sort of set you apart from your peers?
Well, my grandmother had 79 grandchildren, and I was the only one that was not born in the island. I was born in Madrid because my father was in the Ministry of Marina when I was born. So I was la forastera to all my cousins. Besides, most of my cousins spoke the language of the island, was Mallorquín, close to Catalan. But in my family, my father wanted to have all of us speaking Castilian. So one more thing that, to me, la forastera. And then when I went to visit my father's family in the peninsula, they called me la Mallorquina. So nobody really wanted me. And the same thing happened later. Here, now I am, if I go to Mexico, I am like la gringa. If I am here, I am the Spaniard. But that's okay.
So how do you think that affected the way you saw the world and how it is expressed in your art?
Well, I think one of the main things that has influenced my art is the fact that I am pretty independent, always have been. And also, when I was young, my mother told me once, or many times actually, that the ignorance is very daring, because I always was trying to do things that I didn't know or have any idea of how to do them. So that sort of became my motto, and I always thought it is better. It's better to try than not to do. And a mistake is not a crime. And if you make mistakes, do them with flair and with daring. So that's how this influenced my art.
We're speaking this morning with the renowned artist Pilar Pobil. Her exhibit titled Expressions in Color will open tonight as part of the Utah Arts Festival. There's an opening reception at 7, a gallery talk at 6:30 here on Library Square in the fourth floor gallery. And we're broadcasting live from Library Square as people start to set up for the Utah Arts Festival. If you'd like to join our conversation, if you've got questions or comments about color, about art in expression, 801-355-TALK is our number, 801-355-8255. Pilar, you mentioned that your father was killed well before his time by a group of anarchists as
yes.
part of the Civil War.
Yes.
And this event really turned your world upside down.
Absolutely. This is one of the things that you never forget. At this moment, I can recall all the scenes that I saw during the war, which were pretty terrifying.
You relate a particular visual image that I found quite haunting, and you saw your father sitting
veranda.
Yes, mm-hmm. in a glass enclosed room, and you waved to him.
Yes, I was knocking on the glass, and he was waving me back, and I wanted to go in, but they were not letting me.
But there was a machine gun.
A machine gun pointing at him, and that was the last time I saw my father.
Mm. How old were you?
I was 7.
That image has stuck with you. And yet, you know, these early events, the violence and the sorrow that your family experienced, the deprivation you talk about in your book about how food was scarce, it doesn't seem to be reflected in your art.
Well, no. I think I am blessed with having a joy to live, a joy to enjoy life. And I think part of that was taught to me by the fact that there are so many horrible things in life that you cannot avoid, and so you have to be ready to enjoy the things that are good in life and not waste them. So if there's something wonderful that you can enjoy, like last night I was in a party with friends, well, what else is in a beautiful garden? So this is something that you enjoy. And, of course, I am so grateful that I can do art.
You write that the power of art can pull you into a subject that you'd not thought about before, or that can create a mood that makes you laugh or cry, or that shows the injustice of the world or the beauty of nature. When did you begin to draw these conclusions about art? Was it before or after you began to really create and to start painting and sculpting again?
Well, I think I always have thought like that about art, you know, because even before I was painting or sculpting myself, I always used to go, and I never went to a city without going straight to the museum. And sometimes when I was in Madrid, for instance, for a month, every day I went to the Museo del Prado. And I spent 3 or 4 hours there looking around. And looking, I mean, I was not doing these things in a learned manner. I was just because I was enjoying the art, you know. And I think all these things influenced my life.
Speaking again with Pilar Pobil, her new exhibit at the Utah Arts Festival is titled Expressions in Color, and she'll be speaking about her life and art during a gallery talk tonight at 6:30. That's tonight, June 21st, followed by an opening reception at 7 o'clock here at Library Square. 801-355-TALK is our number. 801-355-8255. Pilar, you began painting in your 40s. You're now 83. And yet you are pretty much a self-taught artist.
I am.
You had a terrific art critic in your late husband, Walter.
Right.
What did he think of this this passion that came out in your 40s? You've had three children. You've built a life here in Salt Lake City. What did he think about that?
He was always very supportive. He came from a family with some very good artists himself. His uncle was Lawrence Squire, who is a very renowned painter here, and his brother was Paul Smith, and his watercolors are very well known here in Utah and other places. And his wife was Ruth Wolf Smith, who is also in all the collections in the state. So all the family was very happy that I was trying to do my art. I don't think my husband thought that I would get to do as much as I have done.
I'm sure that he was shocked at the volume, because really, art has overtaken your home.
Yes.
Every object around you. It's a long way from Mallorca to Salt Lake City.
Yes.
And I think the story of how you met your husband, Walter Smith, was pretty interesting. Tell us about that.
Well, it happened that we lived in houses where the gardens were next to each other. So it was not a house that was for rent, the house where he and his sister went to live there for a while. But I knew the neighbors, and they asked me to come to the house to help them to hang some things in the wall. And at that moment, my husband came in. And because I could speak English, I had gone I cannot remember the name of the school, but it was a very popular school at that time in all over Europe. So I knew how to speak English somehow. So, I was the translator.
And you even knew a little bit of trivia about Utah.
Yes, this is one of the things that impressed my husband. But that was a little later, the first time that he asked me over the fence to go for a walk. And I asked him where was he from. And he said he was from the United States. And I said, what state? And he said, Utah. And I said, oh, La Ciudad del Lago Salado, the city of the Salt Lake. Mm-hmm. And he was kind of surprised that I knew about it. And then I asked him, are you a Mormon? He was even more surprised. And then I said, are you a polygamist? And he was wondering how I knew all that about Utah. But I didn't tell him that I always loved to read. And I used to read Jane Grey, which was a writer of the West.
Sure. We're speaking with Pilar Pobil about her work and her life. 801-355-TALK is our number if you'd like to join us. Your husband eventually tore you from the island that you loved.
Yes.
why did you come to Salt Lake City? Why did he want to return, and why did you finally agree?
Well, he tried to stay in the island, but at that time, Franco didn't encourage new business. Just about 4 or 5 years later, things changed in Spain, and not all of them for the best. Franco allowed many cheap hotels to build in the shoreline that was so beautiful. But by then, I already was here. And I love Salt Lake. Salt Lake has been wonderful to me. I have such wonderful friends that they are all happy to help me and support me.
We're talking with the acclaimed artist Pilar Pobil and Art as a Way of Life. Pilar Pobil's Utah Arts Festival exhibit is titled Expressions in Color, and she'll be speaking about her life and her art during a gallery talk tonight, June 21st at 6:30, followed by an opening reception at 7 o'clock. You can see Pobil's work in the City Library's fourth floor gallery now through August 1st as part of the Utah Arts Festival. And we are broadcasting live from the plaza as people set up for the Utah Arts Festival. which begins today at noon. You can join us if you like. 801-355-TALK is our number, 801-355-8255. We need to take a quick break, but we'll be right back. This is City Views on KCPW Salt Lake City. Welcome back. This is City Views. I'm Jennifer Napier Pierce. From portraiture to landscapes to still life, Pilar Pobil's work is vibrant and alive, dramatic with a dreamlike quality and a story to tell. Pobil is one of the featured artists in this year's Utah Arts Festival, and today on the program she joins us live on the plaza here at the Utah Arts Festival, which opens in a few hours. We're outside, so you may hear the buzz of activity as artists and exhibitors put the final touches on their booths and getting ready for that opening moment at noon. Again, Pilar Pobil is exhibiting here at the Utah Arts Festival. It is titled Expressions in Color, and she'll be speaking about her life and art during a gallery talk tonight at 6:30, followed by an opening reception at 7 o'clock, and the exhibit will be on display in the fourth floor gallery now through August 3rd. Pilar, we've been talking a little bit about your childhood and its role in your artistic life. You met Walter Smith, moved to Salt Lake City, and then, you know, began to raise a family. Painting really didn't come in until much later.
Well, you cannot say that completely, because I was painting things. I was always creating something. And as a matter of fact, sometime with a friend, we created clothes. And we had several exhibits in the Fort Douglas Club and in the Aviation Club and things like that. But really painting, no, I didn't start until a little later. And it was also my husband, one Christmas, gave me oil paintings. And I decided to try it.
Well, we're all glad that you did. From the time that you really started to paint in earnest until today, how has your work changed thematically and stylistically?
Well, I think in a way it is the same, and in many ways I have added, you know. But I am, in a way, I'm a little bit selfish. When I have done something that I really like, I come back to it all the time, so it gets the new and the bad and the old get all mixed up, and you will be able to see it to see this in the gallery in the library show, because there will be some pieces that I did a long time ago, and they still relate to the ones I keep doing right now. And when you say that I sometimes extend my art to the frames, it is not sometimes, it's always. Especially now, I hardly ever do a painting without painting the frame, and I do that frame especially for that painting, something that reflects what is in the painting or that extends to the frame, as you said before.
For those who have not seen Pilar's work, large canvases, I mean probably 3 by 4 feet, I mean they're very large, and then they have these very ornate frames around the canvas, just beautifully decorated, and sometimes you put some sparkle on there, some jewels and some flourishes. Really, really beautiful stuff. Why the vibrant colors? Why do you choose to speak in such bold terms through your art?
This is something that I don't really understand, why people think that my colors are brighter than other artists' colors, because when I go to see other people art, they are as bright as mine. I don't know why they say that. But I think colors, with color you can reflect the feelings and the expression of the work. Like you can express sorrow or anger or with color, you know. And also joy and beauty. And the thing that I am most interested in my work is to convey the kind of beauty that I see that surrounds us in the world. And I want that beauty to be appreciated. And I hope that it's not ruined, that it's not spoiled. So when I go to Southern Utah, for instance, I think it is, we are so lucky to have these absolutely wonderful landscapes so available to us. And I hope people take care of them and preserve them for future generations.
So you're really very interested in depicting a moment, but also the emotions behind that moment.
Right. I think that it's very important. A painting to me is not just a representation or a copy of nature. You influence you have the feelings that you take from that image, and you put them in your work and reflect those feelings, and try to convey these feelings to the viewer, you know. And I think this is the way I understand art.
We mentioned that you are largely self-taught. Why didn't the art class environment work for you?
It isn't that, not that. It's that I lost my chance, you know. When finally my husband convinced me, more or less, he brought me these paints, you know, and he said, would you like to go, why don't you go and take a class? And I thought about it, and I thought, I'm already too late for that. You know, in Spain, I kind of got brainwashed. At that time, women that were past 30, they were not longer much young. Mm. And I still had that feeling that they gave it to you, you know. And so it was too late for me to think about starting going to school where most people would be a lot younger than I was. So I just decided to try it on my own. And I'm glad of that, you know, because for me it worked. I don't recommend that other people don't go and have classes. I think to have a good education in art is an invaluable thing. I don't say that the best thing is to go on your own. But for me, that worked because I already was, as I said, I was independent. I wanted to do it my way, and it worked.
As you mentioned, though, I mean, you have a very critical eye, and you have a deep appreciation for the arts, you know, visiting the Prado in Madrid for hours on end. Who are your mentors, your visual mentors in the art world?
Well, the first one actually was El Greco. It was when I started doing clay figures, you know, and I was missing Spain. And El Greco, to me, reflects the character, the aesthetic character of Spain. And so I started doing saints and people, you know, from countryside and things like that I have seen before. And El Greco was my inspiration at that time. Mm-hmm. But I think that when you are inclined to art, when you have this passion for art, you absorb things from many other artists, and you don't know it, you know. For instance, I have gone many times to New York to see exhibits, special exhibits that were interesting to me. Like I saw an exhibit of Picasso that was the largest one that ever happened. It was in the MoMA years ago. Mm-hmm. And then I have gone to see other exhibits like Matisse. And so I think we absorb things from other artists that we admire. And sometimes at the right moment, sometimes a reflection of that will come in your own way, and not as an imitation, but just as, you know, we absorb things and then they come out. And this is what I believe it happens when you really are fond of something, you know. And I think it happens to scientists, it happens to other people, also to writers.
The themes that you explore, landscape, sometimes simple things such as your kitchen table at home, and others are a little more complex with figures whose gaze betrays a deep emotion, and you can't really tell where that's coming from. It's a broad range of interests. I mean, where does that come from?
Well, for instance, you know, I remember I remember the coast of Spain, Mallorca, and also Italy. And I remember how I saw them in the many, many years ago, where at that time the beaches were empty and only nature was there. And sometimes I don't want to see the towels and the chairs and the of the modern use of these places. So I put nymphs and Greek women reflecting in the sea, like I think it would have been in the in other ages, mm-hmm. you know. And also, I think in Spain we say the painter paints whatever he wants, and I believe in that. I don't think that every painting has to be a faithful reflection of every tree and every rock that is there. If for the sake of the composition, you can change the tree to whatever you want it to.
Artistic license. We're speaking with the acclaimed artist Pilar Pobil, and her Utah Arts Festival exhibit is titled Expressions in Color. She'll be speaking about her life and her art during a gallery talk tonight at 6:30. There is an opening reception that follows at 7 o'clock, and the exhibit will be on display in the fourth floor gallery now through August 3rd. If you'd like to join us, we're live at the Utah Arts Festival, where people are starting to set up and get ready for this afternoon. It opens at noon here on Library Square. 801-355-TALK is our number. 801-355-8255. You've been painting for many, many years now. Do you right. have a favorite?
Well, I was going to talk about that.
Okay.
As much as I love landscapes and still lifes and flowers, I really have a weakness for people. I see faces sometimes in the market, wherever you go, and I want to paint that face, and I want to think about what would be behind that expression, you know. And that's what I enjoy very much.
There's one in particular in your book. Love to get the backstory on this one. En la Mañana, you painted in the year 2000.
Yes.
It's a solitary woman in a red dress sitting by the sea. But she does have a very intense look on her face.
Well, this is part of a series that I did. The last time that I was in Spain with my husband, we went to the Cantabric coast, which is the north and west of Spain. And there the culture is a little different than it would be in other parts of Spain. People are more serious than there. And in this area, the main culture is fishing. And to me, the women of that, they are very hard. They have to endure a lot, you know. And the climate is not as warm as in the rest of Spain, and they have hardships.
That's right.
So, and besides that, it was the last time that I went to Spain with my husband, so that made me think of painting these six paintings that are now, the humanities at the University of Utah on these paintings.
Beautiful, beautiful work. Pilar Pobil is with us. If you'd like to join us, 801-355-TALK is our number. Broadcasting live from Library Square here at the Utah Arts Festival. And let's go to the phones. And Susan is joining us from Salt Lake City. Susan, hi.
Hello. I'm a good friend of Pilar's, my husband Brent and I. And the thing that I would love to have Pilar talk a little bit about is she's got a very talented daughter who has a band. It's Blame Sally. And there's been such a beautiful marriage between their two artistic talents, with her doing the covers for the Blame Sally CDs. And I would love to hear Pilar talk a little bit about how both she and her daughter have been able to combine the art and the music of the talents that they both share and enjoy.
That's a great question, Susan. Thanks so much for the call. Pilar, what does that collaboration look like when you're working with someone you love and in a very creative way?
Thank you, Susan. Thanks for calling. Well, my daughter loves Spain, and, well, so did my two other children, too. But my daughter, Monica, loves Spain and also understands the feelings that I have for many places of Spain. And she, actually, she had a solo CD that was also just about many of the songs were just about Spain and some inspired by my stories. And she loves all these talks about the places that are so solitary and so wonderful that are in, and she understands them. But I also want to say that the band Blame Sally was one of the featured bands last year in the Utah Art Festival.
Ah, very good.
They were here, and I hope some other time they come again.
Like
they,
daughter, like mother.
Yes. they came here recently, and they gave a concert in the state room, and I'm very proud of them.
That's terrific. Susan, thanks so much for the call. Pilar, our time, unfortunately, is running short. You wrote in your book that there you see your life now from your vantage point as divided into three distinct moments.
Right.
Why did you decide to divide your life in that way? And how does that inform your work today?
Well, I divided it in three parts. My first life was in Spain, first with my father, and then he was killed. And then in the island that I love so much, and with many emotions and many hardships that we went through after the war. And that for me, in a way that I don't like war. I don't think war is ever something that is a solution. It's always another problem. And I think we have proved that lately. So that is my first life. When I left the island, that life ended. And I started my second life with my husband and with my children and with Salt Lake and Utah. And this is another part of my life, very different from the first one. So, yes, it is the second life.
And then now you're in this third phase. And what does that phase feel like?
Well, the third phase of my life started when my husband died in the year 99. And then I became another person. For the first time in my life, I live alone. I never have lived alone before. I live alone with my dog. And I'm totally independent. And as I say in the book, I'm free to make my own mistakes and to do exactly what I want as long as I can afford it.
Sure.
And I work as many hours as I want. And because of that, I really think that I have worked more in my third life than I ever did before in the things, in the projects that I want to do. Because before, as many women of my generation, we always put the needs of others ahead of us. Now my needs supposedly are supposed to first. Sometimes it doesn't happen that way, but this is the way they are supposed to be. And I feel free to work as many hours as I can. And now I am translating my book to Spanish, and I'm trying to finish it this summer.
Oh, that's terrific. I want to squeeze in one more phone call. This is Laura calling from Salt Lake, Liberty Park area. Hi, Laura, you're on the air.
Hello, Pilar. Pilar?
Hello, how are you?
What a pleasure. I have met you many times. I make a point to come to your open houses, and you are my ideal in the way I always tell my friends from out of state and out of country when they come and go with me to Springville Museum and places where your work is. And I have some copies in my home. But I say this woman paints the ideal of women. And woman goes forever. Woman, your age, you are so beautiful. I am your age. I am beautiful. And that the romance of life is about that, the beauty of your age as you grow older and become more of what is the best in you. That is should apply to every woman. And to me, you really, really personify that.
Thank you very much, Dora.
I love your book, and I bought copies to send to my friends, too. So the one that was at the museum up here, and any other works you put out, I will possess as much as I can of them, too.
Thank you very much.
I'll be there tonight, too.
Thank you.
All right, Pilar. I love
you.
See
you there. That's... Laura calling from Salt Lake City, and probably appropriate comments to go out on. Pilar Pobil, she is exhibiting at the Utah Arts Festival this year. The exhibit is titled Expressions in Color. She'll be speaking about her life and her art during a gallery talk tonight at 6:30. There's an opening reception at 7 o'clock, and the work will be on display in the fourth floor gallery at the City Library now through August 3rd. Pilar, it's been a terrific pleasure. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you very much, Jennifer. It's been wonderful of you to ask me such great questions.
Coming up next, we turn to the art of one of the invited artists here at the Arts Festival, plus some Arts Festival trivia. But first, a break. This is City Views on KCPW Salt Lake City.